Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Financing Your Business Today. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today our topic is how to get a low-cost solution for your network for your small business. Today our special guest is Jim Pascuzzi.
Pascuzzi.
Okay, help me out. And also Drew.
That's Warner, all right, Pascuzzi.
Don Warner, Executive VP at .com Guy. If you have any questions, I invite you to dial in at 347-324-3460, or you can put your questions in the chat room. If you do call in, we ask you to turn down your radio so we don't have an echo, and just dial one so you indicate to us that you have a question. Welcome to the program, Jim and Drew.
Thank you, Tim. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
I guess to begin with, kind of tell us about yourself and your company, and then we can go into the about how the stuff networked.
Sure, certainly. .com Guy is basically a one-stop tech support platform for essentially anyone who owns a computer. From home offices to small to medium-sized businesses, .com Guy is committed to saving our customers time and money on their tech support. And in fact, we save our customers up to 65% on their tech support. We're all about tech support simplified. We work very hard at taking away the frustration and the high cost of computer repair and IT support for our customers. And we do it in essentially three easy steps. Step number one, we have the proactive tech support software called the .cominator. Every computer worldwide should have this proactive tech support software already downloaded, and here is why. For the last 30 years, we've resorted to the antiquated break-and-fix model of tech support. We wait until our computer breaks, and then we hastily start calling techs to see who can get over to our home or business in the least amount of time. A typical answer would be, I am busy with other clients. I can get there by next Thursday at 4 p.m. Well, that's fine if you don't use your computer much, or you don't have a business to run, or even worse, you have several employees who now have nothing to do but stare at the blank screen. Technology has advanced in leaps and bounds over the last 30 years, yet incredibly, 94% of the world's computers are still using this model when they need tech support. The other 6% or so have employed next-generation technology called MSP software, or also known as managed services. Or simply put, 24/7 proactive monitoring with critical email alerts if there's a pending issue with your computer. The problem with this high-value software has been the cost. Technicians and Fortune 1000 companies have had to pay thousands of dollars to access this pricey software, so only the wealthiest among us have had the proactive benefits of MSP software until now. .com Guy has created a cloud-based proprietary MSP software with an aggregated optimization toolbox with remote access for Windows and Mac that is absolutely free for a limited time. Would you like me to break down what the .cominator does and how it benefits your listeners?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, basically, the MSP 24/7 monitoring will measure and report your computer's most essential components onto an easy-to-read dashboard that either the consumer or the consumer's technician can read. It includes the availability of the computer, in other words, if the computer is up or down, the drive space, the memory use, the CPU load, and the operating system versions. Diagnostic feedback is critical to assess the health of a computer and to enable a tech to rapidly troubleshoot and diagnose computer problems and to help determine compatibility issues with various software installations. This one tool alone can save a consumer a lot of time and money in all their tech support. But the .combinator doesn't stop here. There's also an aggregated all-in-one optimization toolbox that cleans temporary files, history, cookies on web browsers, removes unused and old entries on hard drive registries, has an antivirus that includes regularly updated virus database and a host of other optimizing features. The .combinator also includes remote access for more extreme remediations by text, as well as giving the consumers access to their files from remote machines. All in all of the components on the .combinator are designed to save consumers time and money on their tech support when they need tech support. But more importantly, it is designed to keep your computer up and running smoothly at optimum efficiency to dramatically cut down on the need for tech support. Again, our customers save $6,500 on their tech support, but some customers have saved thousands of dollars more by reducing and eliminating computer and employee downtime. The second component to our service is our rapid response. And, you know, this is critical. You know, when your computers are down and, you know, you've got, you know, 5, 6, 7 employees just sitting around doing nothing, that really hurts your bottom line on your business. So we have designed a system where we can respond within 1 hour for on-site support or within 3 hours for on-site support. .com guy has over 100,000 certified technicians in all 50 states, and we understand that time is money and how important it is to our customers to get a rapid response to their service requests.
Okay. Well, great. So if we go to start from the very beginning, I'm a small business. I have a little money, and what I want to do is set up a network. It's myself and a partner and maybe a secretary. What the first step a person should do? They have 3 computers. Should they go into a server environment, or should they just do a peer-to-peer? And can you talk about what the steps they should do? Hey, I have my office. I open or I'm networking together. How can they move forward from networking all their computers together? How can they do that and move forward? Either should they go to a server? What step-by-step they need to do in order to kind of have a solution that is not going to cause them a lot of headaches and a lot of time and money?
Sure. Okay. Well, I'm going to have Drew answer that.
Okay.
Well, first question, Tim, is to decide whether you want to go wired or wireless. Wired is obviously a little bit more secure, but wireless is more convenient. And if you have other people come in, you can just give them your password and they can be hooked up to your network and working with you while they're there in your office. Once you decide that, then you have to decide the 2 questions that you brought up, whether you want to go peer-to-peer or use a server. And there's a couple different factors which would come into consideration there, whether you all need access to the same documents or just how your work environment, your workflows.
Okay, so wired solution is the most secure. Can you talk about the security issues? Small businesses don't have a lot of money, but if they go to this easier solution by having the wireless network in the office, what steps should they take in order to try that and how to secure their files?
So for a wired situation?
Yeah, if they just in the office, they say, okay, let's do the wired situation. And you mentioned about security. How can they really – is there a way that they can secure the files or in that kind of peer-to-peer?
In the wired situation, the security is not as much a concern. It's more for the wireless where the signal is being put out there where anyone with the right technology could perhaps
capture
information or, you know, just log into your system without you really being aware of what's going on. That is not as nearly as likely to happen in a wired situation.
Okay. So if they opt for that type of situation, let's say wireless, is it a way another cable provider would give them general access? Is that a solution that a small business can use to kind of secure that type of network? I mean, you just have a long network key and you change it once a week or what can they do to kind of protect their files?
Those are both good suggestions. A not easily guessed network key and routers and firewalls with the appropriate software would be the first steps.
Okay. And any particular system that maybe is in a type of an environment like that, if we did wireless, if we use a wireless solution, we have a network key, is there a system that can be used to tie all the information together, or is there a cloud or something they can just put all the docs there and they have another access to log in? Is that kind of a good solution?
It kind of depends on your needs, but yes, that's the cloud is certainly more often. There are free solutions out there that any business can make use of.
Okay. And mainly if we go into your type of network, the biggest cost, I guess, is what scares any small business is how affordable this can be. There's more of a preventive type product, and we all going to have network issues. We're going to have issues with our Macs, issues especially with PCs. And, it's like a car repair. You have this big bill that you're just buying time for something to happen. So can you tell us about the product you install? Is a product you install into the person's computer and it kind of does some type of preventive type maintenance or something?
Well, the Docominator has been designed to typically reduce tech support costs.
Okay.
And, the first approach that we took was the MSP software, the managed services software. This has been around for over a decade. And like I mentioned earlier, the problem has been the cost. Technicians have to pay thousands of dollars to access this software. Fortune 1000 companies pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars per month to have this software on their computers. With the advent of the cloud, .com guy has created an MSP version that is extremely cost efficient and basically now enables anybody who owns a computer, doesn't matter if you're a home user or a business person, you can reap the benefits of MSP software, which again denotes the 24/7 monitoring of your computer. The big expense is when you're running a small business and your system goes down and, you have to wait hours or sometimes days to have a technician come in and remediate the issue. The whole premise behind MSP is to avoid this type of situation.
Okay.
So by monitoring all the critical components of your computer, the drive space, the memory usage, the CPU load, the OS versions, everything is being monitored, and there's a critical email alert system in place where if there's a pending issue, you're sent an email saying that this particular issue is occurring, and that gives you time to address it, to call up your technician or to address it yourself. So it's an alert system. It's a monitoring system.
Okay.
Like I said, we didn't stop there. We added the optimization toolbox and the remote access. In order to save time and money on tech support, time is money, right? So if the technician has to drive over to your home or office and then begin his troubleshooting, it's going to cost you a lot more than if you already have the Docominator on your computer and he can look at the diagnostic feedback to see what the issue is and or also remote in and remotely remediate the issue. You've got to remember about 70 to 80% of all the issues that occur with a computer can be remediated remotely. And
okay.
Again, that saves the consumer time and money. The whole purpose of Docominator is to save consumers time and money. And right now it's absolutely free. All you have to do is download it. you know, we're trying to get some traction. This is a new product, so we are offering it free, even though it's a very high-value software. And it's just a great, great opportunity for people to switch from the old, antiquated 30-year-old method where you just essentially wait until your computer breaks down and then you hastily call a technician in to come fix it, to a more proactive, more professional, more cost-efficient method to tech support. And this really is unprecedented. I mean, this is the first time MSP has ever been really so affordable. I guess free is affordable, right? It's been so affordable, and it can basically change the way people address their tech support. And that's our goal. That's what we want to do.
So when they get the product, which is free, it mainly just keep tabs on how your network is flowing or that particular computer is flowing. Now, this can work in a peer-to-peer environment. This means you have computers linked together, or it can work in a kind of a server environment?
Well, yes, it can work in either, but that's actually not how it's designed. It's designed to go be installed on each individual machine, so whoever is monitoring the machines, wherever they can get an internet connection, they can check on the status of each particular machine.
Okay. And if now, since that's correct, that now if you have a virus or spyware, will it detect that as well, or?
We include an antivirus package with the Dot Combinator.
Okay.
As well as an optimization toolbox that I was talking about earlier. It's an aggregated all-in-one optimization toolbox. And here again, time is money. So if the Dot Combinator is already downloaded onto your computer, your technician doesn't have to download several different software programs, you know, to clean temporary files, history, cookies on the web browsers, remove unused and old entries on hard drive registries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's already there at his fingertips, and he can do whatever needs to be done to get your system up and running, running smoothly and running more quickly. So, again, it's also there's a convenience factor here as well.
Okay. So once that's on the system, now you're going to, I'm looking at the other part, you have the rapid response service tech. So it diagnoses a problem. Then what happens next after it's diagnosed a problem with your rapid response?
Well, you know, look, as good as the Dot Combinator is, there are going to be times when you are going to need a technician. So, again, our .com guy's goal is to make tech support simplified, and we work very hard to take away the frustration and the high cost of computer repair and IT support for our customers. And we do it nationwide. We have over 100,000 technicians in all 50 states. So between the coverage, the superior coverage that we have, and the Dot Combinator, we can promise our customers, look, if you have any online requests, any service requests, we can handle within 1 hour, and any on-site service requests, we can handle within 3 hours for most jobs. And this, again, saves our customers a lot of money. Sometimes they're waiting 2-3 days for a technician to come out.
Oh, wow. So, in a sense, for the rapid response, you guys will just dispatch someone out within an hour if it's online, and again, 3 hours if they need to do a site visit.
Yeah, it's very simple. You just go to dotcomguy.com and then click on the rapid response, schedule a tech, and there's a form that you fill out. Tell us what the problem is. There's a preset menu. If you don't know exactly what the problem is, you just type a couple sentences in one of the appropriate boxes and submit it to us, and we respond.
Okay. Is it a monthly fee you have to pay for that service, or is it just
No, again, we're trying to get on the monthly fee. Our customers look to save time and money. And, you know, with managed services, you know, and hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars a month on this, and that's just not cost efficient for small businesses. So we've eliminated that. It's basically a la carte as you need the service. And with the .combinator, the whole idea is to cut down on your tech support need, to essentially cut down on all of that. And that's exactly what it does.
Okay. If we go back to the very beginning when the person set up a network themselves, they do a step-by-step wired or a wireless solutions. Drew, can you kind of talk about if they did one or the other, if they take baby steps, how can they tie those things together? If they do, hey, this is what I do if I go to a wired solution, this is where I go if I do a wired solution, and then this is a little bit easier since we already know how to download the .combinator. Can you talk about that? If they don't know much about computers, but they know how to log in and know how to do some general things, but if they want to do a wired solution or a wired solution, can you talk about some 5 points they really need to look for or that we need to do?
Well, if they've got a wired solution in place and they want to also incorporate a wireless solution, it's pretty much just a step of adding a wireless router to the current router that they have.
Okay.
And then figuring out a way to get the other machines, whether they're Macs or PCs, it usually doesn't matter, getting them onto the network as well.
Okay. And with as simple as just a regular wireless solution, I mean, they just have to log in, pretty much.
Right.
Okay. And it's just that simple.
It's just that simple. The person who's responsible for the administration of the network should have the password or the key and just supply that, and hopefully the network will show up on the person's key, and then just type in the key, and there you go.
Okay. Anything else you guys would like to add about the .com guy?
The third core offering that we have that we didn't talk about is Ask.com guy. That's our free Q&A help desk. Businesses pay thousands of dollars annually for help desks, and .com guy has a free Q&A help desk. If you have an IT-related question, we will have a professional and timely answer for you. You just have to essentially log on and put your question in, and you will get an answer.
Wow. So they can just log in with any question, and they can get an answer back?
Yes. They type in their question, any IT-related question. And this is, by the way, this is good for consumers as well as technicians. A lot of our technicians have very technical questions. They're on a particular job, and they come across a particular problem that they don't know how to remediate or address. Mm-hmm. And they put in their question, and one of our other technicians that are in the network will respond and give them the answer that they need.
Okay. Now, this is provided U.S. and Canada, or are you going to Mexico?
This is global. We're worldwide. As far as, the downloading of the .combinator, you can download it anywhere in the world. All you need is an internet connection. And as far as Ask.com guy goes, it's global as well. You can ask a question anywhere in the world. You just have to log in to .comguy.com and click on the appropriate link.
Okay, and these can be placed on Windows or Mac environments.
Yes, that's one of the advantages that the .combinator has that some of our very pricey competitors do not have. Some of them only are relatable to PCs and not Macs. The .combinator works for both PCs and Macs.
Okay. And on here you have like the top 10 reasons to download the .combinator. Can you
see
the top 10? 10 reasons?
Well, those are the top 10 reasons. We have that right on the website, right on the top toolbar. We also have a white paper on the .combinator MSP SaaS. It's a software as a service.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other areas that we've improved upon in regards to the software as a service, I'm going to let Drew get into that a little bit.
Okay.
About dot combinator. We don't need a server. We don't.
Oh yeah. A lot of the current MSP providers, you need to get your own server space. Dot combinator uses a cloud environment, so we're basically hosting it all for you. So if you want to get into MSP, just download the dot combinator, and we're taking care of the server space. And you don't need a server deposit in your office, or your tech doesn't need to go rent a server somewhere to take care of you for MSP needs. So we've got that all covered for you.
So that's an additional cost savings that even our pricey competitors don't offer.
Okay. And just kind of, so some people, if they don't know what an MSP is, can you explain what an MSP is?
It's an acronym for Managed Services Provider.
Okay.
And essentially what it denotes is the 24/7 remote monitoring of all the critical components of your computer.
Okay.
That's what that means.
Okay, great. Okay, guys, anything you'd like to add about your product and how to contact you? If they want to take
very simple, anywhere in the world, just .comguy.com, www.comguy.com. One website and three core services at the moment. We're growing very rapidly. We were just featured in the Market Watch of the Wall Street Journal and on Yahoo Finance. And essentially our goal is to have the dot combinator on every computer worldwide. And we are well on our way, and you know, we appreciate your interest and your support.
Great. And again, on the dot combinator, it's free for how many days or months or?
Right now, it's absolutely free for a limited time. We've not put a time limit on it. One thing that we've done, and we keep telling everybody, look, at if you spread the word and have your friends and family download the dot combinator, we will do everything in our power to keep it free. We have an ad-based model on the dashboard. There is a place for ads. So kind of like along the lines of Facebook and Google, we're hoping to, you know, keep the service free through our ad-based model.
Wow. That's really good. Well, I'll make sure I pass this out to all of our Facebook friends and Twitter friends. And again, this is going to be on Blog Talk Radio page. But we will spread the word that about your product and your services and your free tech questions, which is a great value. But in closing,
Awesome. Also, I'd like to invite anybody, you know, if they have any questions, please feel free to contact me. My email address is jim@dotcomguy.com.
Okay.
I am the CEO. I'm the CEO and founder, and, you know, I'm happy to respond to any questions that anybody might have. Again, it's Jim, J-I-M, @dotcomguy.com.
Okay. And again, it's dotcomguy.com. And is there an 800 number or a number that they can call as well?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
800-590-9200.
Okay, great. Well, guys, thank you for joining the program today. Again, Jim and
yes.
With the .com guy. If anybody wants to download this, you can download this on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio or blog.applecapitalgroup. Again, guys, thank you for joining the program, and we would definitely spread the word about your product. Thank you for coming on to the program.
Thank you, Tim. Our pleasure. Thanks for having us. Take care.
Take care. This has been another production of Apple Capital Group, Blog Talk Radio. Everyone have a great day.